I'm reading from my novel Poinciana, which is set in New Caledonia in the late 80s. I spent 4 years there at that time and lived through some significant events, both personal and political. Although it's a fictional work, of course it's based on a number of real experiences, people and events, some of them tragic and defining of New Caledonia's recent history. The bus is crowded and smells of sweat. All the windows are open, but there is no breeze to relieve the heat. A European family boards, the woman looking out of place in her tailored suit among the sea of mission dresses. With one hand she steers her two daughters through, pinching their collars together. She clutches her hand luggage in the other. Their suitcases block the aisles. It is not usual to make the trip to the international airport by local bus, but there is no airline coach. People usually have their family drive them up. The man, squashed too near the other passengers, is clearly uncomfortable and keeps jumping up. "I'll just go and get a paper," he says, and pushes through. In a moment he is off the bus and sauntering towards the Journaux Tabac. A Melanesian woman in a yellow dress smiles widely at the European woman and touches the children under their chins. "Mignonne, how old are they?" "Just 7, La Grande, and 3, La Petite," she says, pointing to them in turn. The two girls look up at the brown face with their large blue eyes. They're not used to being so close to strangers. Their mother is acutely conscious that theirs are the only pale faces. The driver bounds to his seat, still shouting at high volume to his mates outside. He bangs on the side of the bus. "Allez, ladies and gentlemen, en route!" Pushing her two girls down at the same time as she rises, the European woman calls out, "Wait, monsieur, my husband is not back." "Huh? Well, he'd better hurry then," answers the driver. "I have a rendezvous at the hotel in La Foire." He is clearly supported in this plan by the majority of passengers. They cheer and jostle. "Well, where is he then, madame?" calls another man. "Is this how he says goodbye?" Much general chuckling. The younger girl starts to shrink into her mother's skirts. "Maman, where is papa?" whispers the older girl. The woman's mouth sets in a thin, grim line. She casts a look outside, then quickly returns it towards the front of the bus, keeping it above the murky rows of questioning eyes. She's not about to be publicly humiliated. The noise in the bus diminishes to a few murmurs. Everyone waits. The whites of the driver's eyes are turned to the family, all jokes aside, respectfully attentive. The two girls disappear into their mother's clothing. The younger one hides her face. There is just the slightest quiver around the edges of her eyes, but the woman holds her head high. She sticks her jaw out, daring anyone to ask again. "Allons, let's go. He will catch the next one."